The psalm for the morning, Psalm 9. I chose verses 1 and 2. Why are we on Psalm 9 when it's the 10th? Because we had one day off for reflection, right? So the psalms aren't going to go, they aren't going to follow the calendar, okay? They're going to be one day off, and then next week there'll be 2 days off, and la la la. Okay, I read it from the Message Bible this morning. And this is what it says. I'm thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I'm whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, High God. Well, it sounded good to me, but I didn't trust it because I didn't think it would say whistling. So I didn't think the King James or the Hebrew said whistling. However, I can give testimony to the fact that when I'm really in God, when I'm really rejoicing and praising the Lord, all of a sudden I find myself whistling to the tune. And I don't know that I've started whistling, and then it surprises me. Oh, my goodness, I'm whistling. Well, you better not do that. So I have a little fight with myself and then continue on whistling. So I whistle to the Lord. So anyway, I went to the King James, and frankly, this time, I am saying this. I vote King James on this one. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Well, the word praise, again, what does it mean? It means, it's the Hebrew word yada, and it means to hold out the hand, to throw up the hand, to revere in worship with extended hands. How many of you think you can do that this morning as we praise him, huh? You're going to have a little hard time doing that, Elaine. Keep your hands on that keyboard. No, when you're on the right hand, then lift the, you know, back and forth. Amen. Amen. What does it mean, our whole heart? It means whole heart. It means all of our heart. Every part of our heart is going to praise him this morning. I will show forth thy marvelous works. Indeed, we're going to do that as we praise him this morning. It says, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will be glad. It means to be gleeful, joyful, blithful, be joyful in making merry, to rejoice. In other words, just be glad. Be glad. And that includes whistling, right? Amen. Amen. And rejoice. Now, this one's interesting because I didn't trust the Message again when it said, I'm whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I thought maybe that might be a little far-fetched. No. It's far-fetched if you look at the King James. But if you go back to the Hebrew, the word is at lots, and it means to jump for joy. So we are jumping. We can jump this morning. We have scriptural direction to jump for joy. So I hope there's some song that we can jump in, okay? Okay, great. So I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. How many of you vote for that? That he is most high, right? Yeah, he is most high. Let's stand and let's say it from King James together this morning. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high.